1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone now by an actor who needs no introduction. The man has had an illustrious career since the early 90s, late 80s. He's in a new film called The Perfect Gamble. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, David Arquette. Good morning, David. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Looking forward to this one, The Perfect Gamble, in select theaters and on digital, on demand, November 14th. Tell me about this movie and the role that you play in it.
I play a character named Charlie. It's a movie about two friends, Charlie and Felix. That's played by Danny A, the director as well. And we get in some trouble with the law. And once we serve our time, we decide to go to Georgia, the country of Georgia, and open an underground illegal casino. And then after that, the Russian mob there says, we can't do that. And trouble ensues. And I meet an amazing woman there, played by Daniela Pick Tarantino, and her character's name is Sonia, and she's incredible. And in the film, it's her first leading role. And so it's a gambling heisty kind of movie with some romance involved.
That's sweet. I know with each film, every character is a little bit different, but have you ever played a role similar to this before? Is this a new kind of role for you?
This is kind of more on the dramatic side, and there's some comedic elements, but it's definitely a different kind of role. I love, the world of gambling and, cards and all that, so it's fun. I mean, Charlie's got a really great line. He says, all I believe in are odds, because they're bookies, and they believe in the odds of gambling, and the house always wins, so they decide to be the house.
I really like the poster. The movie poster for this one is really cool. It really paints you like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I loved the just right off the bat. I was like, man, that looks so much fun. Is there anything different that you did to prepare for this role?
I'd worked with Danny A before on a couple of mob-themed films. I played some poker.
Yeah, right?
I read a book on one of the most notorious bookmakers, stuff like that. Watched a lot of poker, just poker on TV and stuff like that. It's a relationship movie as much as it is about them running a casino. So our relationship in the film, we have a really years-long friendship, so it's kind of easy to play that.
So how did you first get into acting?
Well, I started doing plays in high school. I mean, I did improvisation before that. My parents were actors, my grandparents. And, studying improv really gave me a basis to start. And then I had an incredible teacher named Ben DeBaldo in high school, and he really inspired me and gave me confidence. So I finally booked my first role when I was 17. And then I've just been sort of working and learning on the job. Every film, you learn a little more. And there's different challenges. It's a wonderful career because you get to live all these different lives all at once. And it's funny, you mentioned Marlon Brando. I actually got to work with him on his final film called Free Money for a couple days, and that was an incredible experience.
Oh, I bet, man. And that's a cool thing about, like, as you said, acting, you get to live, hundreds of different lives, and you really never know where your career is going to take you. I am a lifelong professional wrestling fan. I really loved your documentary, You Cannot Kill David Arquette. I always looked at you being the world champ of WCW as something to draw attention. And I remember specifically at that time, that's exactly what it did. Now, I personally thought it was really cool, but do you kind of feel like the heat that you got was kind of unjustified since it wasn't really your decision?
No, I understood it. After I sort of did that documentary, I saw how these people put their lives on the line, and it's such a commitment. And even like the vendors go from city to city, and they're away from their families on holidays. So I realized sort of why they got upset that I was an actor that got this very important belt. And but then learning the craft, and then studying with luchadors, and just sort of working these different matches and going from city to city and really experiencing it, I really have a newfound respect and love for it that I never even could imagine.
Do you kind of feel like the documentary, like you set out and you were able to accomplish what you set out to do, and did it kind of give you closure in that area?
To a certain extent. I mean, I still get like, that's a worse decision than making David Arquette the champion. But, you know, and I'm on the list of like worst wrestling decisions of all time. It was funny, when I was doing the documentary, like, I was looking at the different list, and then there was Judy Bagwell, this, like, okay. Buff Bagwell's mom, like, storyline that they did. And then I looked it up, and I was in one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in two of the worst angles in professional wrestling.
Oh, my gosh. You and director Danny A, you worked together in Mobtown back in 2019. I take it, did he seek you out again for this film? Like, I take it you guys have a pretty solid working relationship then.
Absolutely. It's really, Danny is incredible. He's a wonderful director, he's a wonderful actor. And there's certain directors that like to work with people continuously if they click, and if they, you know, they always sort of keep them in mind if they're right for a different part. So he called me, and I read the script and loved it, and had an opportunity to work with Daniela Tarantino on her first starring role. So that was really exciting. It was a really fun film to be a part of. And we got to go to Georgia, which is incredible. Tbilisi's an amazing city, and just to, you know, be in that world and doing a film about something I love. I love playing poker, and gambling and that whole mentality behind it.
That's awesome.
I try to keep it cool, though. I don't lose too much when I go.
Right. What are some of the more fun projects that you've got to do throughout your career that you really enjoyed doing?
Oh, man. I got to work with Robert Rodriguez shortly after he did El Mariachi, which was a really incredible experience. He's just such a tremendous filmmaker, and I got to play this character that was like the coolest character I've ever been able to play, and work opposite Salma Hayek. That was a really wonderful experience. And then working with Wes Craven really changed my life. He has such an impact on my life. My character was supposed to die in the first Scream, and he kept me alive for four of them that he directed, and then I did a fifth one. And then, so that really changed the course of my life.
That's awesome, man. Well, you've had an amazing career, and this new movie, very excited for it. The Perfect Gamble, select theaters and on digital and on demand November 14th. David, thank you for the years of entertainment. I wish you tons of continued success and can't wait to check out this film, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks, David. Take care, buddy.